and from people who are very rich to one man who lost everything. In September, a San Francisco man, Simon Watts, came home from vacation to find his home had been burgled. The thieves left nothing. Day to Day's Madeline Brand spoke with Mr. Watts yesterday from his still empty apartment.
So describe what you see in front of you.
Well, I'm in my workroom, which is on the south side of the apartment. It's one of these long, narrow apartments. It's really a series of rooms connected with a corridor. And the room is still pretty bare because it used to be full of filing cabinets, pictures, a big desk, boxes of archives and magazines, and six Nova Scotian ship models. These were sailing boats. And the whole lot was taken. So the place is pretty bare. But unfortunately, so much of the furniture was custom made. I made it actually for this apartment.
Because you yourself are a woodworker.
Yes. Things of absolutely no value, like the house sitter's dirty laundry, were taken. And things like my income tax records and so on.
And frozen peas, I understand.
And frozen peas, yes. I personally think that this was a firm of movers who were simply hired to clean the place out, and I think they may not have known that they were actually committing a felony.
So this happened in June, and you were on vacation in Corsica?
Yes.
And what happens? You return home to find your house empty?
Well, I called my sister in London about something else, and she said, with her English understatement, she said, "Simon, there seems to be a problem with the flat." And so I telephoned my daughter, because my daughter knew that I would be pretty upset when I heard about it, and she wanted to be the one to tell me. So I called her, and she said, "Dad, it looked like the movers had been." And I said, "You mean the ship models are gone?" And she said, "Everything." And it was really very difficult to grasp that such a thing could happen.
And so what kind of response have you received since the story was published?
It's a pretty good range. For example, here's one from a Mr. Dunn. He says, "I'm having some new furniture delivered tomorrow and haven't made plans about what to do with my existing furniture. You're more than welcome to take a look and see if there's anything you'd like, gratis, of course."
And what does the police say?
The police have now declared this. The case is inactive.
So they have no clue?
They don't have any clues, and I think it's going to take somebody to come forward with evidence before anything will go forward. And friends and family, we had a meeting last night, and we've decided to, we're offering a $5,000 reward for the return of the, or information leading to the return of the stolen items. I seriously doubt the movers knew they were breaking the law. Thieves don't hang around to clean up for somebody they just robbed.
Your house was cleaned up after it was stripped bare?
It was left really in quite a tidy state, yes.
Cleaned out and cleaned up?
Yes.
Well, that's odd. Yeah, I haven't heard of thieves actually cleaning after they...
Well, I haven't either. I think the thing that really puzzles me is that things of absolutely no value were taken, but things which were enormous value to me, like 3,000 photographs, black and white negatives, and all the color film, all the color slides, the color prints. So they took not only the photographs, but they took the negatives as well. So I have no way to reconstruct it.
All right, Simon Watts, thank you very much.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you.
That interview by Day to Day's Madeline Brand. Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.